Let me prove how easy and fun astronomy can be, and how dramatic. All you need is a mostly clear sky this Tuesday evening, anytime after around 8:30. There's the moon, and this Tuesday night, there's a single brilliant star almost touching it. That's Jupiter, returning to our skies after a long absence. That's all you need to know, the moon and Jupiter, both together, brilliant and begging for exploration. To the unaided eye, neither shows any detail. Typical lunar craters are 60 miles wide, like the distance from Albany to Lake George. But human 20/20 vision would only be able to discern something 200 miles across on the moon's surface. Thus, not a single mountain range or crater could be glimpsed until that fateful January night in 1610, when Galileo pointed his crummy little telescope at the moon. On Jupiter, all four of its huge satellites are easily visible in a straight line Tuesday night. Through any small telescope, you'll see one on the top and three below Jupiter that night. Wednesday night, two will be above Jupiter, but the other two below. This conspicuous change in the, what we now call, Jovian satellites blew Galileo's mind. It showed him that those moons were orbiting Jupiter at high speed and instantly disproved the notion that had dated all the way back from Aristotle, that Earth is the center of all movement. Can you imagine being in Galileo's shoes 400 years ago, being the only one on Earth who knew the truth? As for their distances, some early Greeks 2,300 years ago knew that the moon is the closest celestial body to us. We now know that the moon is 250,000 miles away, while Jupiter is way off in the distance, 1,500 times further. If you could travel at light speed, you'd reach the moon in less than 2 seconds, but it would take 40 minutes to reach Jupiter. It's a wonderful, yummy conjunction of Jupiter and the moon Tuesday night in Leo the Lion, for a strange universe. I'm Bob Berman.